What if everything you've been told about healthy eating is actually making you sick? While the diet industry rakes in $72 billion annually, obesity rates have tripled since 1975, and eating disorders have surged by 25% since 2000. Here's the kicker. 95% of dieters regain everything they lost within 5 years, often with extra pounds as a bonus. This isn't a failure of willpower. It's biology fighting back against an industry built on broken promises. The solution isn't another diet plan or detox tea. It's learning to trust the wisdom your body had all along. Your body can't distinguish between a diet and a famine. When you cut calories, ancient survival mechanisms activate. Metabolism drops up to 23%, fat-storing enzymes double, and hunger hormones surge while satiety signals fade. This isn't weakness. It's biology trying to save your life. The Minnesota Starvation Study revealed this devastation. Healthy men eating 1,570 calories daily, similar to many modern diets, developed severe food obsessions, depression, and social withdrawal. When restrictions lifted, they binged uncontrollably, consuming up to 10,000 calories at once. Research on 2,000 twin sets proved dieting itself increases weight gain risk by 33%, independent of genetics. Chronic dieters eventually need 15 to 40% fewer calories than non-dieters just to maintain weight. The cycle becomes self-perpetuating. Diet, lose weight temporarily, trigger metabolic adaptation, regain everything plus more, try something more extreme. Each iteration deepens metabolic damage, explaining why 95% of diets fail. Before breaking free, recognize how diet culture has shaped your eating. Three distinct patterns emerge, each its own prison. The careful eater scrutinizes labels and agonizes over every bite. Though not officially dieting, their mind constantly monitors food choices, celebrating clean eating while punishing deviations. Restaurants trigger anxiety. Social gatherings become minefields. The difference from healthy eating lies in relentless vigilance and inability to release food-related guilt. The professional dieter perpetually cycles through plans: keto, paleo, intermittent fasting. They're experts in portions and calories, their bookshelves lined with diet books. They start fresh each Monday, only to fail by Wednesday. Their conversations revolve around weight loss, already planning their next diet even between attempts. The unconscious eater consumes food while distracted, watching TV, working, scrolling. The chaotic type skips meals, then grabs whatever's available when ravenously hungry. The refuse-not type can't resist available food. The waste-not type finishes everyone's leftovers. The emotional type uses food to cope with uncomfortable feelings, developing food mood associations that provide temporary relief but lasting guilt. Toddlers exemplify natural eating. Free from societal messages, they eat what they need, naturally regulating intake. They stop when full and choose based on genuine preferences rather than external rules. This is what we're born knowing before diet culture teaches us to ignore it. Intuitive eating offers 10 principles for healing your relationship with food, starting with the hardest, rejecting the diet mentality entirely. This means discarding diet books, unfollowing wellness influencers who promote restriction, and getting angry at the lies that made you feel like a failure. Even allowing one small hope that a better diet exists prevents rediscovering your intuitive eating abilities. Honoring your hunger means keeping your body biologically fed with adequate energy. Once excessive hunger hits, intentions of moderate eating become irrelevant. Many have lost touch with hunger signals through chronic dieting or being too busy to notice. Making peace with food involves giving yourself unconditional permission to eat. Telling yourself certain foods are forbidden creates intense deprivation that builds into uncontrollable cravings. When you finally give in, you experience Last Supper overeating followed by overwhelming guilt, creating a predictable cycle where restriction triggers deprivation, which drives overeating, then guilt drives you back to restriction. Challenging the food police means rejecting thoughts that declare you good for eating minimal calories or bad for eating chocolate cake. We've become a nation riddled with food guilt. 45% of adults feel guilty after eating foods they like. Foods are described in moralistic terms like decadent, sinful, and tempting, creating a false religion of dietary laws that has nothing to do with actual health. Feeling your fullness means listening to your body's signals of comfortable satiety. For chronic dieters, this proves challenging. Most belong to the clean plate club, trained since childhood to finish everything. Dieting reinforces this through restrictive plans that create entitlement to eat every morsel. The key is giving yourself unconditional permission to eat. When you know you can eat something later when hungry, stopping when comfortably full becomes natural. It's nearly impossible to leave food on your plate if you believe you won't be allowed that food again. Discovering the satisfaction factor recognizes that pleasure helps you feel satisfied with less food. When people eat what they genuinely enjoy, they often feel satisfied with much less. Yet Americans have become so fixated on food's chemistry that we've neglected eating's vital role in providing pleasure. Coping with emotions without using food recognizes that eating for emotional hunger only makes you feel worse long term. Common triggers include boredom, stress, anxiety, and seeking connection. To cope, first determine if you're biologically hungry. If not, identify what you're feeling, determine what you truly need, and speak up for those needs. Respecting your body means accepting your genetic blueprint. Just as size 8 feet won't fit size 6 shoes, forcing unrealistic body expectations triggers destructive behaviors. You don't need to love your body to respect it. Respect means treating it with dignity, adequate sleep, nutritious food, hydration, and proper medical care. Many people treat their pets better than themselves, feeding them regularly, ensuring rest, showing consistent kindness. Studies show 95% of diets fail long term. Many discover they'd be happy with their pre-diet weight, the one that triggered their first diet. Instead, repeated restriction rebound cycles have increased their size and destroyed their metabolism. Exercise should focus on how movement feels, not calories burned. When you enjoy the energized feeling rather than chase weight loss, you'll maintain consistent activity. Exercise significantly impacts metabolism and mood, but accounts for only 5 to 10% of weight loss. When weight loss drives exercise, it becomes a chore, leading to burnout. Value movement for health and quality of life, not just weight control. Gentle nutrition comes last deliberately. Without a healthy relationship with food first, even sound nutrition advice becomes another diet. Food psychologist Paul Rozin found Americans have the worst relationship with food, worrying constantly about health consequences rather than enjoying meals. The French, who treat eating as leisurely social occasions focused on pleasure, experience half the obesity rates, longer life expectancy, and lower heart disease despite higher dairy fat consumption. Rozin concluded that worry over healthy eating may harm health more than the food itself. Research shows intuitive eating improves nutrient intake, increases food variety, and reduces eating disorder symptoms. Women scoring high on intuitive eating scales demonstrate significantly higher body satisfaction, self-esteem, optimism, and better interoceptive awareness, the ability to perceive physical sensations from within. The journey resembles a cross-country hike. You'll move naturally between stages, with each setback revealing valuable information about triggers and patterns. Intuitive eaters operate from curiosity rather than judgment. Ultimately, intuitive eating means reclaiming trust in yourself and your body's wisdom, freeing mental energy previously consumed by food rules to pursue relationships, career goals, and personal interests. Your body isn't the enemy. It never was.